I guess instead of trying to change that in her, I try to change what I see I don't like in her in me. Okay. Because I know it's coming from me. I guess that's what she's teaching me every day.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now here's your host, Art Eddy.
This week's The Art of Fatherhood podcast is being brought to you by Groove Life. Groove Life was born in the Alaskan wilderness by husband, father, and adventure guide, Peter Goodwin. He realized his lifestyle demanded gear that could keep up with him. After selling the General Lodge, a wilderness retreat that he had built with his own hands and fueled by the desire to design premium, innovative products that were backed by unbelievable customer service was when Groove Life was born. Working in a freezing garage in Alaska, Peter worked relentlessly for 6 months trying to perfect the original groove ring. Having no idea what success this would eventually bring, his only focus was to somehow provide for his family, and that he did. After him and his family moved to Tennessee a few years later, Groove Life now employs over 170 people and produces adventure-inspired outdoor lifestyle product lines like silicone rings, belts, watches, and they just teamed up with the legendary Tony Hawk for a new silicone ring line. You should definitely check it out. And also, make sure you check out my interview with Peter Goodwin, where he shares his fatherhood journey as well as the inspiration to start up Groove Life. For more information on Groove Life, make sure to go to groovelife.com. What's going on, everybody? Art Eddy here for the Art of Fatherhood podcast. And on the line, I'm very happy to have Jean Carroll. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, sir. How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. And thank you for having me.
Yeah. Looking forward to chatting with you about Chippendale Park Life. I got to see a couple of the episodes already. It's going to be premiering on July 28th. I'll of course, put up links on where people can find it. Always love chatting with creative people like yourself, sir. So we're going to get into that in a second. But obviously, with the title Art of Fatherhood, I want to talk to my guests about their fatherhood journey. So I know you have a daughter. Talk to me when you found out you were going to be a dad. What was going through your mind?
So that was 14 years ago because she's 14 years old. And that time flew so fast. It's difficult to believe. Well, when I learned that, everything went crazy. I mean, that's insane. It's the most insane time of your life. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And so I don't even know how to describe that. I was just like, I'm blown away. Like, oh, that's great. That's gonna be my new life now. And I think the minute I knew that, I started to project myself 10 years in the future and 20 years in the future, first boyfriend, first car and everything. And that was crazy.
Yeah.
But that was great. Yeah.
No, but I think we're all there. When you find out you're going to be a parent, and then especially when you find out I have two daughters, 13 and going to be 11 at the end of this week. So like, I feel you. Like there's certain things that you all of a sudden like, fast forward and all these other things. You're like, wait a minute, we're still going to be working with diapers and late nights and all that other stuff. So hold on to boyfriend, driving and all that stuff. But our mind goes there, right? We always go there. So I appreciate that. And I know you're a very creative person. You look to express yourself. So I know expression and creativity are some of the values. And obviously to be where you are, to have, a show on Disney, you've done a lot of other great projects, hard work. So creativity, hard work, and being able to express yourself are some of the values. But talk about some of the other core values you were looking to instill into her as she's growing up.
Well, creativity, yeah, of course, that's the main one. As a matter of fact, this summer she wanted to learn how to do background as Miyazaki style, 2D painting background. So first thing I did as the father I am, I just ran into the art shop, buying all the painting I could, and there she is trying to learn by herself. So I think, that was the first thing. And then, of course, I think the main thing nowadays is being open to the world. That's super important. But it's also kind of easy for her because my wife is Korean, so my daughter is half Korean, half French. So we were, before the pandemic, we were going a lot to Korea, and having two different cultures, you already have a strong base on being aware of what the world is and how big it is and the different culture and different people. And that's something I encourage a lot. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I think, yeah, if people get a chance to experience other cultures or different, you know, ways of life, I think that's great because it's not just you, right? I mean, I think as kids, we kind of have that selfish mentality, and then as we become parents, we're like, it's not just about us. Right. And, you know, we got to, you know, share that with our kids, and you guys are doing that by going to different places and sharing different customs and all that. So I love that. Let's kind of flip the script. What is something that your daughter has taught you about yourself or about life in general that you would like to share with me?
Well, I can see a lot of myself in my daughter, in the choices she makes, in the way she reacts to things, in the way she enters. So I guess instead of trying to change that in her, I try to change what I see I don't like in her in me, because I know it's coming from me. So I guess that's what she's teaching me every day. She doesn't even know about that. So please don't never say that to her. But yeah, that's what I do. When I go like, I don't like that side of her and I know it's coming from me, so let's change that. Let's be a better dad. Let's be a better person.
That is remarkable, especially like you said, like you're not going to change her. You're going to change yourself because she sees what you're doing. And I love that because there was a funny moment. My oldest said something at the dinner table last night, actually. And my wife just looks at me and I'm like, I know. She's like, this is a you trait. This is you saying something that, you know, your mom would laugh at. And also, so like, it is true. So you sometimes, I mean, at that point it was kind of funny, but like there are certain things that they reflect that I do. And I'm just like, oof, I do that. I kind of need to switch things up. So, John, I appreciate that. And one more question before we get into Chippendale Park life. Like you said, your daughter's 14, my oldest is 13, and my other one's 11. So we're in the same ballpark. But for new dads listening to this, or, you know, people who found out they're just going to be parents, what is one big piece of advice you'd offer to them?
I would say don't try to listen too much to people around you, because people will give you a ton of advices, like every time, oh, you should do that and you should teach her that or him that, and you don't have to do that, you don't want to do that. And that could be super overwhelming, especially when you don't know what you're dealing with, because when it's your first kid, right? And everything is new, you're stressed enough without having to listen to other people. So just do what you think is right. Of course, listen to some advice. There are some good advice out there, but just focus on what you think is right for your family and for your children.
Well said. Yeah, those parenting instincts like kick in when you become a parent, right? So
yeah,
love it. Great piece of advice right there. I love it. Again, congrats on the new series, Chippendale Park Life. I did get to check it out. And I love the music. I love the artwork and the way it's all together. And just there's a lot of great messages too. You know, we talk about certain things we want to teach our kids, the values and all that. Even in the titles of the different segments, there are things about like sharing and all these other things. So yeah, that people will see that. But you guys do it in such a great way where, you know, there's noises and all that stuff, but it's through the actions kids and parents will see together. And because it is striking, the artwork is great, and it comes alive on the screen. And then, of course, the music complements it so well. Talk a little bit about how you and your team approached this series and where you thought it was going to be, and then obviously to the finished product where it is now. Like, talk a little bit about the inspiration to set this up, and also too with like how you chose the way you guys did the artwork and the music and all that good stuff.
Sure. The very specific visual element of Chippendale Park Life, we knew from the beginning we wanted to do 2D, like hand-drawn 2D proper animation. And that's where I'm coming from. I've learned back in the 90s, so previous century, I learned with paper and good old pencils and that kind of stuff. Can you believe it or not? Actually, the studio, when I first started, actually smelled like pencil and eraser, and that was insane, or painting, and that's gone. So I'm coming from that, and I love 2D animation, and I'm glad that Disney chose that direction for Chip and Dale Park Life, because when Xylem Animation, for who I'm working for at least almost 15 years now, they approached Xylem to do Chip and Dale Park Life, and then Xylem asked me to direct the show. That was a blast for me, because when you're 2D and drone animation lover and you work for Xylem, for Disney, and you do Chip and Dale Park Life, you work with Chip and Dale, because for me they're real.
Yeah, right?
That's just insane. It doesn't get any better than this. Every day on the production was a blast, and we also wanted that show. It's a little bit of tribute of the 40s and 50s short movies, right? But it's not a parody. It's not an imitation. It's not a remake. We wanted that show. We wanted to bring our two little guys into the 21st century, and we really wanted that show to have its own unique, specific flavor. So that's why we bring new design, new background style, and of course the music, and even the compositing. You know, when you put everything together at the end, the music or the background, the characters, we wanted to have something very new and very unique for Chip and Dale, and every part, everything is a part of that.
Nice. Thank you very much for sharing that. And you know, you mentioned, like, when you first started, smell of pencils and all that other stuff, to now it's like you're probably smelling computer servers and all that other stuff right now. But talk a little about, especially with your experience. Yeah, right. Yeah. With your experience and just the, you know, the evolution, you know, from where you started to now. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great technology and all that. And I think even though there's technology, there's a lot of hard work, and there's a lot of things that go into making a 30-minute show. But there's a lot of hard work that goes into that. Talk a little about the evolution from when you started to now about the technology when you're creating an animated series.
I started with pencil and paper, and then late 90s, early 20s, computers came into the game, right? And everything was crappy CGI and bad cutout animation at the time. And when Flash finally arrived, that was the same. Actually, I don't have anything against CGI. You can make great movies, and they're great. Talking about Disney, Zootopia. I don't know if it's the US title or the French title. Zootopia is one of my favorite movies.
Yep. That's Zootopia. Yeah.
Zootopia, right. And it's CGI, and it's amazing. It's great. Flash animation, that's the same. I don't have anything against Flash animation or even new tools. I don't want people think I'm just that old grumpy guy that only care about paper and pencil. That's not the case. Not the case. When you're doing animation, it could be 2D and drone or CG or Flash, drawing always has a part to play in that. That's the case for Chip and Dale. When we were in the writing room with the writers, I had the big whiteboard close to me, and I was just doodling during the meetings. And actually, a lot of ideas are coming from small doodles done just like that as a joke,
yeah.
You know? And even when you deal with the CGI show or 3D show, you do the same. So that's a drawing. Sometimes you just draw a small doodle on a whiteboard, and it's immediate. The effect is immediate on your friends and on your team, and you know that's the right gag to do. And something, it's much more difficult to explain a non-visual funny gag situation than to do a drawing. So drawing will always be a huge part of my work.
Love it. Yeah, and I love the background, you know, when people kind of see behind the scenes and all that. Getting a chance to chat with you is a treat, just because I love, you know, I think, and I love voice actors, I love animation and the hard work that goes into it. And they always say, like, you don't want to, for you guys, you and the actors, voice actors, and, you know, the people all around the team, like, you don't want to make it feel like an animated series, because when that happens, like, everyone gets ingrained and it feels like almost quote unquote real life. You know, you guys did a great job, right? So again, I compliment you guys because I enjoy it. And like you said, like, it's kind of like that retro style, but it's updated and fresh. Love seeing characters, of course, like Chip and Dale, but like, yeah, Pluto and Butch and some of the characters that we all know and love. Talk about like the the direction, like how you guys, you and your team decided to put in certain characters that we all enjoy?
Well, we knew from the beginning we are going to have Pluto in the show. Pluto is a very strong part of the dynamic of Chip and Dale, right? So he's not in every episode, but we knew we wanted him to be in a few episodes. And that was a treat for me because that's probably one of my favorite characters in Disney universe. So that was great to have the opportunity to draw Pluto and to stretch him, to squash him and to do like 2D stuff with him. That was insane.
Yeah.
Same with Butch and actually we're going to have a few surprises, I guess.
Nice.
Some things like I'm not supposed to talk about today.
Gotcha. Don't want to get you in trouble, so don't worry about saying that. That's okay. Just make sure people watch the entire series to see all those surprises,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. There are going to be some surprises.
Nice. And lastly, because you and your team created this, you guys working with Disney and all that. And everybody, you know this more than I do, sir. Like, people take in art and mediums and just differently, right? But for you, what do you hope the kids and parents and families and just people in general will take away from the series?
Well, I really wanted from the beginning to make a family show with Chip and Dale, a show that I, for example, would be able to watch with my daughter and my wife and that we'll enjoy all together and not having my daughter in her room with her iPad watching show and me and mine watching show. And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep.
So I wanted to, that was the right opportunity, I think, for us to try to create that kind of show. And I think adults will probably relate a lot to Chip and Dale because we really try to develop their personalities and their friendship for the audience to relate to them because they have flaws, right? And that's what makes, in my mind, a great character in animation or in stories. You don't root for a perfect character. That's not interesting and it's not funny. You want your characters to have flaws like we do. And when you recognize yourself into the characters, that's when you can have a good laugh, I think. So I think adults will relate to that and kids will probably enjoy all the cartoon adventures and epic crazy madness in the park. And I really hope we've done a family show with Chip and Dale Park Life.
Yeah. You did a great job. Like I said, it just comes to the, the screen. It gets you in a great way. A lot of great messages and themes. And again, I love the music and love what you guys were looking to do. So congrats on that. Now we're going to finish off with the Fatherhood Quick Five. Favorite family movie? Do you guys have one?
Yeah, I know it's mine and I forced my daughter to watch it, but probably The Goonies.
Nice. <Yeah. laughs> Well done. Love it. Favorite family song or is there an artist you couldn't wait to introduce your daughter to?
Favorite song? Well, it has to be Frozen. Let It Go.
Yeah. Nice.
That's number one song in every car trip.
Yeah.
Since the release of that movie in 2013. So it's been 8 years of Let It Go.
What I love about though too, like, Frozen 2, I felt Disney did a great job in bringing all the audience, but especially for our kids when the first came out and they were like just enchanted by that movie. The second one was kind of like aged with them. Anybody can enjoy it, but like I remember my kids were like, we really want to see that. I'm like, good. So I just love that. So shout out to Disney for that. Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Well, in South Korea and in Seoul.
Nice. Yeah. Love it. All right. Other than Chip and Dale, I'm giving you the pass on that. Favorite Disney character. I think you mentioned one of them during our conversation, but favorite Disney character, do you have one other than Chip and Dale?
Okay. Other than Pluto, I would say Scrooge McDuck.
Nice. Nice. Love it. And lastly, top three words you hope your daughter would use to describe as a dad. What would they be?
That's a tough one. Okay. I hope she'd say that I'm funny. Really hope that I'm comprehensive. That will never be the case. She'll never say that, but I wish she'd say that. Mainly that I hope she will say, when I'm gone, that I was a great dad.
Awesome.
And she will tell that to her grandchildren and so on.
Yeah. No doubt. Very cool. Thank you very much for taking the time. People, make sure you check out the Chip and Dale Park Life series coming out on Disney Plus on July 28th. Of course, we'll put up links here at theartoffatherhood.net. Check out the trailer and all that good stuff. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day, and I wish you and your family continued success, and I know people are going to enjoy the series. So thank you again, sir.
Thank you very much. And I have to say one more thing. I just love your background. It looks like office, so it's great. That's a secret. So don't tell to anyone, please. I'm working. Maybe I may work on a Boba Fett repainted cosplay right now.
Oh, but well done.
I already said too much.
Thanks again, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. That was a blast.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to theartoffatherhood.net.